With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So is a podcast just a radio show? Sorting episodes in Spreaker with new Apple podcasting tags? And avoiding splitting distribution of your RSS feed via caching and losing play stats and money? Welcome to Spreaker Live Show. This is episode 143 for January 17th, 2018. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Rob Greenlee, and I'm the head of partnerships at Spreaker. And thank you so much for getting us and downloading and just clicking play wherever you happen to be, whether you're mowing the lawn or out driving in your car somewhere. So thanks for joining us. I'm joined again by Jay Soderberg, who's a.k.a. Pod Vader. He's the head of content at Block Talk Radio and Spreaker, and he has his own podcast too. Jay, what's the name of your podcast?
Oh, my show is called Next Fell. Thanks for asking. It's a football podcast, so if you love the NFL, we love the NFL too, and we talk a lot about it.
Awesome. So where's the best place to go for a listener to go check out your NFL show?
Well, anywhere great podcasts are heard, Apple Podcasts, you can go to Stitcher, you can go to TuneIn, you can go to Spreaker, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Just search Next Fan Up. It'll pop right up.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Jay. It's great to have you back on the show.
I know. Listen,
probably a month or so since you've been on.
Has it been that long? Wow. So. I'm surprised it's been that long. I felt like it was just the other day.
Time flies, unfortunately.
I'm surprised I'm back, too, after the marathon that we went through the last time.
Well, we're two talking podcasters, and that's what happens. You know, time flies by.
That's right. You put podcasters on a podcast, and lo and behold, they'll podcast.
Yes, exactly. Ad nauseum. but this show is live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern from SpreakerLiveShow.com. So, like I said, thanks for joining us. You can also hear this show on the Amazon Echo smart speakers. We have an app via Spreaker on there that you can get access to this show. Plus, we also have our Spreaker Live Show app on iOS and Android, so you can get us there as well. Well, Jay, let's jump in and talk about some topics that are bubbling out there, and we can also talk a little bit about Spreaker a little bit and a key feature that's been recently added to the CMS system on the back end. But there's a couple of bubbling topics, one that's come up, and it's almost like a whack-a-mole topic that keeps coming up, Jay. It's like this concept is podcasts or podcasting just a radio show? I think that there's a lot of radio folks that want to co-opt podcasting as just an extension of radio. What do you think about that, Jay?
Yeah, podcasting is not radio. That was the beauty of when I was first introduced to podcasting, ironically enough, from a radio job, was the fact that this was not radio. That was the beauty of what I was being introduced to. I was like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal. You mean I don't have to listen to that baseball and that basketball stuff to get to my football stuff? Sign me up. How can I start making those shows? Yeah. And the fact that people keep trying to call this radio, it's not radio. We don't want it to be radio. We're not trying to reinvent what radio has become, because there's a reason why people don't listen to the radio anymore and listen to more podcasts.
Well, and it's also, I mean, a reference that I use a lot too. And if you're a podcaster and you're listening to this, to help people understand what podcasting, and one of the arguments that's being put out there again is that people get confused when they hear the term podcast and don't really know what it means. But I think it's okay to a limited extent to reference radio show and podcasting in this term. It's like a radio show. Might be a an okay thing to say, but also saying there that it's something different. It's something more niche. It's something more unique. It's something that has a different format. But caveat that relationship, because a lot of people, I think, understand what you're talking about. If you say that my podcast is like a radio show, then there's an instant association of connection of understanding, but it doesn't go far enough. You can't just say that. You have to draw a little bit of a distinction between what a radio program is and what a podcast is. Do you agree, Jay?
I do. And I think calling it like a radio show is definitely fair, because it obviously is very much like a radio show. But it's not radio. It's different. There are things that radio has to do because of the way that their business is set up that you do not need to do. And if you did do it in a podcast, people would stop listening to it. Like resetting your show every 2 minutes, you know, and by resetting, that's, you know, saying the name of your show and the person that you're talking to every 2 minutes on a podcast. People would stop listening to this and be like, why are you telling me what I'm listening to? I can see it right here on the device that I'm listening to this on. I think I saw an article where somebody called it archaic technology, the word term podcast comes from, which I'm actually taking that as a term of compliment, that podcasting has become archaic already, Rob.
It's old school now, Jay. Didn't you get the memo? You know, we're going back to the early days of radio, actually, in some regards.
I will tell you, I still listen to my podcast on an archaic iPod. An iPod Nano, to be exact. I still download my podcasts via the Apple Podcasts on my laptop onto my iPod.
And Jay, I still listen to podcasts on my Windows Phone too, so I guess I'm considered archaic as well.
I guess we're just dinosaurs living in this millennial world.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And now the new frontier, and we're going to talk about a little bit of this, you know, we got the Spotify world getting involved in podcasting now, and Pandora, which is kind of a glimpse maybe of the future, but it's also a problematic glimpse of the future. But before we jump into talking about Spotify, which I know everybody was like, oh, they're going to talk about Spotify, is let's talk a little bit about how to sort episodes in Spreaker. Now, Apple just released a few months back some new namespace tags, and what we're talking about is data that's in your RSS feed that can be used by Apple as well as a platform like Spreaker to better manage the episodes in your RSS feed, and to create, like, say, you know, like a serialized program in there from newest to oldest or oldest to newest. So let's say you're doing an audiobook or something like that, and you want to have the oldest episode first, because you want new people to listen, you know, especially if it's an archive show. And then there's this whole concept of seasons. So we have the ability in the Spreaker platform currently today to be able to expose these different kinds of concepts around creating content and trying to present them in a way that's maybe a little bit different than what's existed before in podcasting. So we have this also this concept of trailers and bonus episodes. So you can actually flag those in the platform as like a trailer or something that you put out there as almost like a tease about what's coming in your next season. Or so we're trying to combine these concepts around seasons versus kind of like what's been more traditionally done is like marathon podcasting, where you start with episode one and you go to episode 1000 or something like that, and you don't stop. Well, there are shows like Serial that came out that decided that they were going to take a little bit of a different model. They were going to be more like television, where you have season one, season two, season three, and then let's say you have like maybe 10 or 12 episodes that you put out during your season. And some in the podcasting space have said it's great to have seasons as long as season one ends and then the next week season two begins. Jay, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I guess consider me old school because that's – I mean and also I come from a different genre, right? The sports world, there is no such thing as an off season in any of the sports anymore. they call it the off season, but there's still lots of news to discuss, and people will make a podcast about that news. And so I've never looked at a season as being something successful. The other thing that I'm always concerned about with podcasters that do the seasonal format, unless you are Serial, which has a huge audience and huge backing from other network buddies, so to speak, I always am concerned about giving that audience a reason to stop listening to you. So if my season ended in January and I don't come back until June, well, a lot of things can happen between those 6 months, and maybe that audience doesn't want to come back and listen to my podcast 6 months later.
Well, they're likely to find something else to listen to during that time,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So that's something that always concerns me about the seasons thing, especially for newer podcasters. Obviously it works for some. It's not something that I would necessarily recommend to someone. I would be more inclined to say season one ends and season two begins 1 week later.
Yeah. And I think that's the way that you can probably do both, and it would be okay. I mean, some podcasters want to create kind of content that's maybe focused on a particular niche that maybe is only so many episodes long. And I think you can probably do that, but I agree with the sentiment that the danger is taking a break. And I think a lot of the higher end podcasts, when you look at like Serial and some of the subsequent series that have come out, and even like platforms like the Gimlet Network will put out, let's say, maybe 10 or 12 episodes, and then they'll take a break for a couple months. And one of the reasons that they take a break, and these are really big shows, is because there's so much pre-production and post-production that they have to do to these episodes once they're put together, that they can't do it in real time from week to week, even though they have big staffs. Most podcasters don't have 8 or 10 people working on that podcast to be able to do that kind of production. And I would say that even those shows will lose massive amounts of audience if they take a break. You know, I think that if you look at what happened with Serial had a huge climb during their 12, 13 episode run. And then they took a long break. I mean, it was like at least, Jay, I think as I recall, it was almost like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And then they came back with another season, which was not as popular. People didn't really talk about it much. It was there. They have decent audience, but it was nothing like it was during the first season. And I just wonder, Jay, and I don't know what you think, if they would have kept going somehow, their production is so complicated and so labor intensive. I don't know that it was sustainable over the long run. And that's one of the challenges of this model.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because one of the things I've suggested I actually suggested this to a podcaster who's doing something similar. They made not necessarily a highly produced show in a seasonal format, but certainly more production than, say, turning on your microphone and having a conversation with another person. And what I suggested to them is, if you need to take that break because the production is wearing you down, think about maybe cutting back on the release in between seasons and doing something simpler, doing sort of a 10-minute update or even a Q&A where you have all of these emails from your listeners, you have all of these interactions from your listeners, react to them, have them engage with you in between the season. So again, we're not giving that audience a reason to leave you, to go find something else and not come back to your show, but you actually give them little morsels, sort of teasing them to the next season that's coming while still sort of pondering what occurred in the previous season.
Yeah, it's almost like do a fan podcast in between your seasons, right? Get your audience engaged in giving feedback and exposing speculation about what might happen in the next season. I think one of the mistakes that some podcasts about TV shows, I mean, it's a good example, tend to bring on too much cast or people from the podcast. I would think doing a show more about what the audience thinks about the story and about where it's going, and talking about that, getting the audience contributing potentially to different plot lines and different directions. Now, I guess there's a little bit of risk there that of stealing concepts and stealing ideas that that some people are a little worried about. But having that be more like a fan cast in between seasons, I think, is an interesting concept.
Yeah, just, you know, if you have one style for the season and it's intricate, then simplify things in between seasons just so that you can put something out there and it doesn't have to be long, 10 minutes. That's the beauty of the podcasting land, right, Rob? We can do hour and a half long shows and we can do 15 minute shows.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to typically come.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Playing too much. I mean, even though people get used to a certain duration of your show, though, I think in their lives, they slot it into their lives based on their available time too. So, I mean, I've heard feedback from listeners to my shows over the many years that if I regularly produce a show that's like maybe an hour long, and then the next episode I go a half an hour, a percentage of your audience will feel cheated that they missed out on half of that because they built it into their schedule.
Yeah. Always leave them wanting more.
Yes,
that's not a bad thing.
Jay, let's kind of move on and talk about the last big topic, and this was a topic that you have been kind of leading out there somewhat, is and it's a blog post at Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to blog.blogtalkradio.com, you can read this blog post, and it's titled "How to Avoid Splitting Feeds and Losing Stats and Money." So, Jay, well, why don't you set this up? What are we talking about when we say avoid splitting feeds?
Sure. So one of the problems that we've noticed over the years is podcasters, especially newer podcasters, sort of take the idea of, I need my podcast to be everywhere, meaning I need to have my podcast on multiple destinations and then have it fed out to all of the different listening destinations from those multiple destinations. And sort of it comes down to an education issue where podcasters have to understand where if they have one hosting platform, that's where they would upload their podcast and then it would be distributed from that particular place. And that could be Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, or any of the other different hosting companies that are out there. That is the one place that you want your podcast to live and then be distributed to the other places that can be listened to. You don't want to host your podcast on multiple places because you're going to end up splitting your audience and losing the ability to track your audience properly. And then, of course, if monetization is a goal of yours, the difficulties you'll run into trying to monetize a split feed is astronomical.
Yeah, it is a pretty complex topic, really. And I think, Jay, you and I kind of deal with this with lots of different content providers out there that are trying to reach as big of audience as they can, and they feel like they need to be in all these big platforms. And I think what the struggle is that a lot of people don't really understand the kind of behind the scenes of how all this stuff works, you know, kind of the magic sauce as you look at kind of the bigger picture of distribution and syndication in the online space. And it's each of these big players, you need to have kind of a unique strategy to go after them. And unless you really understand each of these platforms, and I'm talking about like Spotify, and I'm talking about SoundCloud and YouTube and stuff, each one of them really takes a unique strategy to get fully enabled and not have that issue like you're talking about, Jay, of splitting your distribution and creating more of a problem for yourself. Because there is a downside getting into these other platforms like YouTube. you may or may not be able to aggregate all that data very easily, too, of all the listeners that you have, because not everybody is sharing information back and forth. And so your main hosting area, and Jay, you're exactly right, I think also, is that you need to focus on one main host for your show and do everything you can to drive as much of that audience back to that main host's metrics, right? So you can do those data gathering in a simple way. Now, if you want to be really advanced about it and kind of stretch the envelope on that, you can get in other platforms that maybe maintain their own data stats. And I think that's kind of at the core of what you're talking about here. If you get into a place like Spotify, you may or may not be able to get stats back into your main host. Or if you're in even the Google Play podcast area, they do a cached version of your episode. And that data is not necessarily coming back into your kind of your main hub of your stats. And unless you understand these finer differences between all these different platforms, you can get yourself into a mess. And where you have data over here, you have duplicate RSS feeds and all these different accounts. There's a risk there that if you get on a platform, and Spreaker is an example of this, right? Or Blog Talk Radio. Let's say you host it a different host as your primary host, but then you create an account in Spreaker or Blog Talk Radio. And that account generates a whole new RSS feed for your show. And somehow your audience gets a hold of that and submits it to whatever platform that they want to submit it to. You could have a duplicate feed situation in iTunes. It's not an impossible scenario, and I've seen it happen. Jay, have you seen that happen too, where a duplicate feed gets grabbed and dropped into a listening platform?
We see it all the time, and then trying to solve that problem becomes problematic, because it could be a listener that has submitted that show to that particular listening platform, Apple being a perfect example. As it's not very easy to talk with the Apple people and to fix those problems at the Apple spot, because they have so many people that they're dealing with on a regular basis. So understanding that it is important to have your one host and distribution site for all of the different places that you need your podcast to be. It's obviously vital for your podcast to be on Apple. I believe very strongly that it is vital to have your podcast available in the non-Apple device listening places such as Stitcher and TuneIn, etc. Those are listening destinations. Those are not hosting destinations. So you want to make sure that your podcast, let's say you're hosting with Spreaker, is now being distributed to those different places via the RSS feed that is generated for you by Spreaker. You don't want to have your different destinations being fed from different hosting places. You don't want to have multiple RSS feeds. You want to have one RSS feed that is being distributed by your one hosting platform.
And keep in mind, too, if you want to get your show, let's say you're hosting on another podcast platform, hosting platform, you know, like a Libsyn or a Blueberry or one of these other ones, you can get your show available in Spreaker. You can create an account over there. But what I would advise if you're going to do that is that you're going to have a separate metrics, because Spreaker and these other platforms are not communicating metrics to each other. And then so you're going to need to log in there and get those metrics. But the other thing you have to do when you're over there on Spreaker is you need to disable the RSS feed. And it's easy to do that in the CMS tools, or you can just go in and just basically turn it off. So you don't have a secondary feed exposed to the public that somebody can go grab. People can still listen. People can still download your episode off of Spreaker, and you can have this separate set of stats over here as well. But that's isolated. So you can go in there. You're not kind of creating this duplicate into iTunes or into TuneIn or those type of potential. But really, I think that there's only a couple platforms that there's a little bit of a risk around duplication, and it's those that are really simple to submit to, right? And I've had this issue back in the day when I worked on Zoom in the podcast area. I would have listeners that would be seeing that there was a podcast that they wanted to listen to, and they were confused about submitting it versus adding it to their collection. So there would be an issue of duplication in the platform. And that doesn't happen as much as it used to in the past, but it's certainly a concern as you look to the future, as we see more diverse platforms coming up, and there's going to be more ways that you can get your show distributed, because it just seems like, Jay, you're probably seeing this too, there's just an explosion of new platforms that are out there. That are happening every day, and those risks are still there. So you really have to stay up with what's happening with each of these companies and understanding their platform if you're a podcaster. And I know it's daunting because there's always a new one popping up every day.
I invite you to check out that blog, blog.blogtalkradio.com. It's also been posted on our social media at Blog Talk Radio on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio on Facebook. I believe that's facebook.com/blogtalkradio. So I invite you to read it. Leave us a comment, send your questions, and they can send you an audio question to this podcast too, right?
Yeah.
Because like I said, Rob, we can do an hour and a half podcast, or we can do a 20-minute podcast. And today, unfortunately, is one of those 20-minute appearances from me.
Yes, it is. So anyway, yeah, we definitely want to hear your thoughts on it. If you've heard about a platform that you've had an issue with this on, send me a note about it, and we can talk about it on the show and help others kind of avoid these pitfalls, because it is a complicated issue, and it really gets back to different folks have different levels of understanding of the medium today, and there are these pitfalls that exist in building your distribution strategy, and it can be complicated. So if you have a question, definitely send it to me, rob@spreaker.com, and I'll do my best to kind of peel back the onion and help you have a better understanding of kind of the correct approach to getting into these platforms. But Jay, if you need to run, feel free to take off, and I can just wrap the show up, but it's just up to you here.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me on the show again, and look forward to the next time.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining me again, Jay. Take care. I wanted to also jump in and talk about some listener comments that came in from last week's show. So we have a comment that was dropped in here by Dr. Ellen just a couple days ago when Alex and I talked about what people like about the Spreaker Live show and giving us feedback and what they want to hear in the show. Dr. Ellen said, "It's both the banter and teaching podcast tools and platform that I welcome. Hey, I found this podcast. Many thanks. Great info. Get me out of the pod fade status." We talked about pod fading. And so they want, or she wants to stay out of the whole podcast or pod fading phenomenon. So I don't blame her. That just comes with enthusiasm and determination and organization for what you're doing with your podcast. It's a great way to avoid pod fading. Donna Walton wrote, "What is a podcast?" Well, a podcast, Donna, is a downloadable version of your audio file, typically. That's the typical definition. And that download is typically enabled through a RSS feed, which is which means really simple syndication. It's basically a URL to a XML formatted document, essentially, that lists all the metadata about your podcast. It links to your artwork. It has your description and a list of all of your episodes and links to the media files. So that's technically what a podcast is. It's a form of distribution, but a lot of people are using that term podcast to describe a type of content too. A podcast is a more open type of audio format that can be done many different ways. It's different from radio. It's different than an audiobook. It's really different than any other audio medium, really. So that's what's really unique about it. Donna, thank you. And Dr. Ellen, for your comments. Linda Irwin also wrote, "I like the banter and the news, which are well-balanced and should stay that way." So I guess Linda likes the back and forth of Alex and I, or any co-host, I would imagine, and the topics that we raise that are kind of help people expand their minds about what's happening in the podcasting space today. So, And it looks like Doug Solomon also wrote, "Great show, guys. Now go make some money." And he writes, "Stay off my lawn." So I'm not sure what he's meaning by staying off his lawn, but I will definitely stay off his lawn. So thank you very much. Well, I want to say thank you. This is a shorter episode this week. Alex was out of town with a family emergency, but I'm sure he'll be back with me next week. So thank you so much for listening to the Spreaker Live Show this week again. I appreciate your time and your attention. Sometimes the topics we talk about on this show are a little bit convoluted and difficult to understand in a short format, and that's why sending us a question and for clarification would be fantastic, and we would love to get that for you. You can either be in a text comment, it could be an email, or it can be a formatted audio file. If you want to send me an MP3 to rob@spreaker.com, we'd be happy to kind of play it on the show and talk about it next week. So pull up your microphone and give us your thoughts. So thank you so much, and send it to rob@spreaker.com. So also go check out the Spreaker.com website, see what's going on there. And we also have a blog at blog.spreaker.com as well. So check that out. And I hope you have a terrific week. And thank you so much for listening to the Spreaker Live Show. It's always great to have you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.